Welcome to Rant Therapy.
Because sometimes you just need to get it off your chest so you can move on with your life.
It's a podcast short powered by the co-hosts of the Happy Eating Podcast. Carolyn, you do not have a rant this week. You have a riff on a rant.
Well, I have some things that I'm so perplexed by this week.
Yes, like these are like, things that we have to put out there in the world to be like, someone please explain this to me. This makes no sense. Like,
I'm so perplexed, the April 2024 edition, by these things going on in the world.
Okay, let's do it. What is the first thing that you are so perplexed by?
Okay, first, I don't know if people saw last week, but I was in Pennsylvania speaking at the Pennsylvania Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Lovely people, lovely state. But I leave the conference, I go to the airport, and I get fixated on this guy traveling. Guy younger than, probably 30s.
Words I never thought I would hear come out of your mouth.
Has a teeny tiny, like, backpack, almost like a purse backpack. Like, you couldn't put clothes on in there. And the only other thing he has is a 1,000-piece Miss Piggy puzzle from, like, the 1980s.
Yeah.
That is worn. And I just became, like, fixated. Like, what is he doing traveling with the Miss Piggy puzzle? But the other side of it was, I think I was partly fixated because I had so much anxiety because the box was worn and it wasn't like attached like with anything. And I had so much anxiety that those puzzle pieces were going to go all over the terminal floor.
Or that like he was going to like lose one or two crucial pieces. Like what if it was her nose?
Right. But then I'm like, why is he flying with a Miss Piggy puzzle?
Did you ask him? I wish you had asked him. I wish we could go back in time and you could ask him.
Well, one of my friends saw, I put it in my stories, she said, she's like, you dummy, drugs are in there.
I know, I did think that. I really did.
Well, I'm so naive that never crossed my mind.
But you have to put it through the scanner thing.
But then
they're
I was like,
see,
that's too obvious.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to see it.
I don't know. Like, is it like, my thought was like, is it like a collectible, like super expensive and somebody bought it on eBay from him and he's hand delivering it?
Oh, hadn't thought about that.
That's the only kind of logical thing I could think of.
Why
would a grown man be traveling with an old Miss Piggy puzzle? And that's it.
I mean, maybe it was his mother's and she died. Sorry,
I don't know.
I would have had to go up to him and be like, did you do that puzzle yet? Was it hard?
I don't know.
And then that would open the doorway to be like, why are you flying with a Miss Piggy puzzle from 1985?
I was already like trying to creep around him and get pictures of, without him seeing.
That's true. So. You did creep around and get pictures.
Yeah.
Can I get a picture of you with your puzzle? Okay. What is the second
thing? Okay. The second one is my mom had knee replacement surgery yesterday. And she called me last week. And my dad has had it before, but she was saying, I said, do I need to do anything for you before the surgery? You know, what do we need to do? She's like, no. She's like, but the protocol is very different from when your dad had it. And she said, this was Wednesday, and she said, starting tonight, so that was Wednesday, and she had the surgery yesterday, Monday. She said, starting tonight, I have to scrub my body every day with an antibacterial soap. Like scrub. And she said they told me tomorrow morning, Thursday morning, I have to change my sheets, put on completely clean sheets. And from that point forward, anytime I get into bed, I have to have completely new clean pajamas on. No wearing them two nights.
Oh my.
And if they said if you have a pet, that it absolutely cannot get in your bed once you've changed those sheets.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, this is the most bizarre thing I've ever heard. This sounds like extreme. And she was like, well, I guess it's just COVID. I'm like, this isn't COVID. But I mean,
COVID
I didn't want to say too
like
much.
Live in your bed sheets.
Well, have you ever heard of that kind of preparation for surgery?
No. I mean, I can understand the day before.
Right.
You know, clean sheets, clean pajamas.
I guess so.
wash your body and then come in the next morning for surgery.
Well, I didn't want to say this to her, but what it screamed to me is this guy's had a major, like, malpractice staff lawsuit.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Isn't that bizarre?
I think I probably would have wanted to go, like, shop around for another surgeon at that point.
The more she told me, the more it just, like, and they sent, yeah, the more she told me, it just kind of, I was like, I just need to keep my mouth shut.
I mean, sometimes an overly cautious surgeon is not a bad thing.
No, no, but that seemed like, that's like 5 days before surgery.
Yeah, that's a lot of work to put in, to prepare for surgery.
And, like, my mom doesn't look like a dirty person. I mean, like.
My mom doesn't look like a dirty person. No, she does not. You're right.
You know, yeah. I don't know. That. So, had those two things occur back to back, and I was like, what is going on?
Yeah. This makes no sense.
But then you had something else, too.
Yeah. Well, interestingly, we were then thinking, like, oh, I mean, it's always better to do odd numbers, right? So, we need, like, a third.
Yeah.
And then, sure enough, I had mine. So, I had to fill out this paperwork to go to the doctor. It's like a new, you know, office. I haven't been there before. And although, you know what I loved?
What?
They sent it all electronically. And so I just got to type it into this.
Yeah,
like,
but
then
I guarantee you're going to get there and you're still going to have to fill out some paper stuff. Probably duplicate and paper. Probably. I never get that.
But you get to this part where they ask you whether you're single or married or divorced or widowed. And it reminded me, all medical papers always say that. Well,
it's really none of their damn business.
Well, first of all, it's not their
business.
Unless
I'm a senior citizen, because when you, like, that may affect, like, caretaking.
Or maybe if I'm going into a psychologist or a psychiatrist's office, because maybe my marital status would influence my reasons for being there. I don't know. But here's the thing. Someone who is divorced or widowed is also single.
Yeah.
And why do you need to know if they are divorced or widowed? Why can't you just know if they're single or married?
Like, that's single kind of offensive married. To me that I'm supposed to put divorced instead of just single.
I mean, and I kind of wanted to put, like, divorced times two, but there was no write-in option next to it. I'm like, if you want to get real personal, let's get personal.
You're right, though. Why is that? I mean, in most cases, that's not necessary. And you don't need all those like, why not just single married?
Right. Because, again, if you are divorced or widowed, You are single.
Yeah.
Now, you know what else, though? We could get really complicated. You could select divorced, widowed, and married, because, like, maybe you were widowed and then you were divorced and then you were married. I mean, you don't know how many options are out there, friends.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Now, every time I get to that section on the form, it's going to piss me off.
I really, after I got over the annoyed part, I was like, this doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Why are we asking this?
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's
so
perplexing.
If anybody has any answers to all of these things that are perplexing us, please write in and let us know.
The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed by the hosts of this podcast do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of anyone anywhere else. This is meant for entertainment purposes only.